Thanks for tuning in to Stocks of the Hour. I'm Abby Phillips. Global semiconductor developer Blueglass has signed a $2.6 million contract with North Carolina State University for the laser development activity in FY24. Blueglass's CEO Jim Hayden said, "We are thrilled to have secured our first contract as a part of the CLAWS Hub, where we will be collaborating with recognized industry leaders to develop and commercialize next-generation wide bandgap photonic and optoelectronic devices." Shares are trading 0.85% higher at 5.95 cents. Liontown Resources is pleased to announce that it has secured a port services and access agreement with the Midwest Ports Authority. Liontown's Managing Director and CEO said, "Approval by WA Ports Minister David Michael of the port agreement represents the final step in securing our supply chain to export lithium ore from the Kathleen Valley." Shares are trading 0.92% higher at $1.37. Noble Helium has successfully completed wireline logging and sampling at the Embalele 2 well at the company's 100% owned North Rukwa Helium project in Tanzania. The sample calculated free air composition of 2% to 3% helium with excellent reservoir parameters and flow potential. Shares are trading 29.73% higher at 24 cents. Empire Energy has acquired AGL Limited's Rosalind Park gas processing facility for $2.5 million in cash to support their Carpentaria project. Empire estimates that the acquisition of the RPGP may result in less than $30 million in cost savings and reduce lead production time by approximately 12 months compared to the new built alternatives. We spoke to Alex Underwood, Managing Director of Empire Energy, this morning.
This morning, Empire Energy has announced that we have acquired the Rosalind Park gas plant from AGL. This is a plant that has been reliably processing gas for the Sydney market over the last 15 or 20 years, and it is a fit-for-purpose facility that has the right capacity to process gas from our Beetaloo Basin Carpentaria project. What's particularly exciting about this development is that we've acquired this project for only $2.5 million, and it's likely to result in about $30 million in CapEx savings to first gas and also accelerate our timeline to first gas production by about 12 months.
Shares are trading flat at 16.5 cents.